Calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Melissa speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi, my name is Yvette Roque, and I was calling to reimbursement. Is this the right department?
Yes. Can I get your first and last name that's on the policy, please?
Yes, Yvette Roque.
Can you spell the first and last name for me, please?
Yvette, Y-V-E-T-T-E, Roque, R-O-Q-U-E.
And can I get the address that's on your policy, please?
Sure, 3753 East Avenue I, base number 6 in Lancaster, 93535.
And the state you're registered in?
I'm sorry?
The state that your vehicle is registered in?
California.
Okay, ma'am, just give me a second while I just look up your policy.
Thank you.
And for the reimbursement, you're doing a rental reimbursement, or what kind of reimbursement would you like?
No, a towing.
A towing reimbursement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you guys receive the invoice already?
The invoice?
Mm-hmm. Or the receipt, or?
Can you confirm the vehicle that you have on your policy?
The Lexus. It's a 2007 Lexus IS 250.
Okay. Do you have another policy that's under another address under your policy, or is it 3753?
3753 East Avenue I.
Okay, just give me 1 second, please. Thank you. Hi, ma'am. Thank you for waiting. Is there a way you could provide me with your phone number?
661-468-3144.
Okay, ma'am. Just give me a second. Is there a way you could also give it? Do you have a copy of your policy?
Yeah, I'm here at the office, and they send it to you guys. I don't know.
A copy? No, I'm going to start up a link so you could be able to send us a copy of the receipt in the email.
Well, I'm here at the office. I thought she said she sent it to you guys. I don't know how. You guys didn't receive this?
I don't see anything open right now with a claim. That's why I had started a claim. Because you said you wanted a tow reimbursement, but I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you had got a tow, but I don't see somebody. I don't see nobody started a claim for you to start the tow reimbursement.
I haven't filed anything. I haven't spoken to anybody.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I see. But did you get like a tow though? Did you call for a tow?
Yeah, I did. Last week. The 24th.
Yeah, I could see that you called for it. So that's what I'm saying. I was starting to claim for you so I could be able
mm-hmm.
to get the receipt from you and the contract so we could be able to reimburse you with the money that you paid for the tow.
Okay. So you're saying you don't have the invoice or the receipt, correct?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, one moment.
Excuse me. She says she doesn't have it.
She said it's under my profile.
She said it's under your profile. I see it was a profile open for you, but I don't really like see a claim under there. I see it's a claim, but it said it was closed, and there's no way I could open that claim. So that's why I was saying I had to start a
no.
new claim for you, sir.
I mean, I haven't opened a claim. If that's where you, I mean, I called to get towing last week. And I was
yeah.
trying to get a reimbursement, right? That and then the lady right here, the girl right here at the office, at the insurance office, said that.
How did she submit it? The
How did you submit the receipt? She's asking. Eastside?
Because it have to be a claim that's open for her to submit the receipt.
It
so
has
if you
to be
submit,
a claim open for order to
yeah for
to
because when you send a receipt there are gonna be because when you send a receipt it's like you're sending it and we don't know what you're sending it for, so it have to be a claim open and you would send it to that claim so we could be able to do it through there. But the fact that she sent it, I have no if. Is there a way that you have the claim number so I could be able to look?
No,
it?
I don't. Because the lady who was helping me first, she said she couldn't help me because that was a totally different department. And then I got transferred, so I haven't even really spoken to someone. And then
yeah, that's all.
The lady,
that's
the girl right here at the insurance said that she already sent the receipt to whoever.
Oh, no, but I don't know how she sent it, but that's why I'm notifying you that she would.
Hold on, okay, one moment. Okay, well, can you say it again?
Yes, hello. Yeah, I was saying that I don't know how she sent it, but the way that I have to receive the email, I have to do it through your claim. So once you send it through there, we could already have a claim number with it, and we will already know, like, that's the claim, and this is the that's what it go for. But the fact that she sent it, I don't know where she sent it to. And if she sent it, she would also have to have a claim number so I could be able to look through that claim to see the document that she sent.
Okay.
Okay, one more.
So that's why I have to start a new claim so you could be able to send us the contract and the receipt so we could be able to give you the reimbursement.
Okay. Do you know where we can send it to?
That's why I was also confirming to her that I'm starting the claim up right now So when I start the claim, I'm going to give her a link so she could be able to send it to me. That's what I was trying to confirm to her.
Okay, one moment. Okay, one moment. The girl right here, she's gonna help me. Whenever she gave me the phone number and I called, and she, I was just getting transfer and transfer. That's what initially how I started the phone call.
And what was the reason why the person had to get a tow?
I'm sorry?
What was the reason the person had to get a tow?
Oh, why did I? My car wasn't starting. It left me at my doctor's appointment. And so I don't know, but I still don't know what's wrong with the car at this point. It wouldn't start anymore. It left me right there at my doctor's appointment.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link to your phone, the same number that you gave me, so you could be able to send the portal. And once you send it through there, you could call us back tomorrow. You could
No, it's because I'm going to keep on going back and forth. That's
yeah, but once you send
office.
The once you send the contract, it's going to take a team to look at it. And I think the claims department goes out. Close soon, so that's why I'm trying to hurry up and put it in there for you, so at least when you call back tomorrow, they will have everything for you, so tomorrow when you call back, they won't really ask you for anything, or just let you know what the amount they will reimburse you for.
Okay. The girl's already, are you home with?
Yeah, I'm talking to someone from the
She's speaking to someone from the claims department.
Say it again.
I said she's speaking to someone from the claims department.
From National Safe Drivers? From Nation Safe Drivers?
From Nation? Right. No, from Fred Loya.
Okay, the department that you call was Nation Safe Drivers. And we're like a third party for your like insurance.
Okay.
But I could also give you the claim number, so if you want to call back or something, they have that claim number right there for you.
Okay. One moment. You're going to send me a link, you said?
Yes, I'm going to send you a link to your phone.
Can I text this to her?
We don't do that.
Is there an email that I could send it to?
Yes, ma'am, there's an email that you can send it to.
Because I just sent it to your email. Or the email, I'm sorry. Okay, what is it? What's the email?
You asked me for the email, or you was asking?
Yes. No, you.
Oh, no.
Email.
Me the email?
Mm-hmm. So I can send the invoice.
Oh, let me give you this portal. It's a portal. The portal information. I'm going to give you the portal information. It's the email is, the website is NSDMC.
Okay. Okay, one moment, please. She's talking to me, the girl. But she didn't receive the invoice. Okay, what's the email again? Oh my gosh, she put my phone. Hello?
Hi, yes, I'm still here.
Okay, what's the email, man?
The email is NSDMC.
Okay, N as in Nancy? Wait.
Yeah, oh, sorry. N as in Nancy, S as in Samantha, D as in David, M as in Melissa, C as in Cat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm so sorry. That one doesn't work, so I'm going to have to send you a link through email. Is there a way that you have an email that I could provide it? That you could provide me with?
Yeah. Okay. Because I have it on my email. That's what I was going to just submit it again. Submit it to you guys.
Yeah, it's okay. You could just give me your email and I could just submit it. I could send you a link through your email. I could send you the link through your phone.
Okay. It's
You said L-E-S-U?
No, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, X as in...
X-ray?
Yeah. U.
Okay.
Unicorn. Z as in zebra, Z as in zebra.
Okay.
Twice. You have to put it twice. Lexus, twice. And then one.
So, L... Okay. So it's L-E-X-U-Z-Z, and then put a L-U-X-U-Z-Z again?
Yes, twice, uh-huh. And then one@gmail.com.
one@gmail.com. So it's L-E-X-U-Z-Z, L-E-X-U-Z-Z, one@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to provide sending you the
how
email.
Come,
just let me know.
These people didn't get the invoice. Hello?
Okay, ma'am. Yes, I was able to send you the email.
Okay, let me see, okay? Hold on. Let me check.
Okay.
Is it NAB? Hello?
I'm not sure. Let me see. Once you open it, it just says like document, claim documents or something like that. Yeah, view claim documents, no documents available for viewing. It's like a little link. It says
is it
file
hold on, let me put it on speaker because I can't. Is it Melissa?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes. It's supposed to, like, I don't know how it looks. I just know as soon as you open it, it should be like a portal. It should be a link for you to get through.